This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The International Criminal Court is planning to seek the arrest of Russian officials for forcibly deporting children from Ukraine and targeting civilian infrastructure, a source said on Monday, in what would be the first international war crimes case arising from Moscow's invasion. The source said the arrest warrants could include the crime of genocide and were expected to arrive in the quote-unquote short term if the court's prosecutor's request was approved by a pretrial judge at the Hague-based court. Moscow would be certain to reject any arrest warrants against any of its officials, but an international war crimes prosecution could deepen Moscow's diplomatic isolation and make it difficult for those accused to travel abroad. A year of Western sanctions on Russia has made little difference to ordinary Russian life, but growing challenges may test the country further, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Environmentalists are expressing disappointment with President Biden's decision to...
Despite a year of restrictions, economic life for ordinary Russians doesn't look at all different than it did before the invasion of Ukraine. There's no mass unemployment, no plunging currency, and no lines in front of failing banks. However, with sanctions on fossil fuels now taking effect, a change may come. Some economists believe the new sanctions will weaken Russia and Ukraine and could affect the Russian currency. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. officials from President Joe Biden to New York Governor Kathy Hochul are insisting the nation's banking system is safe.
The banking industry in our state is strong. It is on solid footing. And the actions taken yesterday by the federal government and quickly implemented by our superintendent will go a long way toward bolstering that.
This is VOA News. A controversial oil drilling plan for Alaska's North Slope is getting the stamp of approval from U.S. President Joe Biden's administration. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
Environmentalists are expressing disappointment with President Biden's decision to greenlight Alaska's North Slope Willow Development Project. Sources say the plan would allow three drill sites for about 219 wells in total. Oil company ConocoPhillips says it could produce up to 180,000 barrels of oil a day and 300 long-term jobs. The Stop Willow campaign had been gaining traction on social media, gathering more than 300 million views on TikTok. Separately, the White House announced that nearly 3 million acres of the Beaufort Sea would be closed off from oil exploration, and drilling would be limited to protect wildlife in more than 13 million acres in the National Petroleum Reserve. I'm Jennifer King.
Australia's most iconic building, the Sydney Opera House, is celebrating its 50th anniversary, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
It was opened in 1973 by Queen Elizabeth.
It gives me great pleasure to declare open the Sydney Opera House.
Perched on the edge of Sydney Harbour, it's a building that's become an iconic part of the city skyline. Programming director Fiona Winning says a lot has happened in those 50 years.
118,000 at last count performances have happened in the Opera House, and 63 million seats have been sold.
Close to 11 million people visit the Sydney Opera House every year. I'm Ed Donahue.
17 migrants were rescued after the latest deadly shipwreck in the Mediterranean and brought ashore by Italian authorities on Monday as Italy faces criticism for its response to the crisis. 30 people were feared drowned after the boat they were traveling in from Libya capsized in bad weather on Sunday, Italy's Coast Guard said. The tragedy follows a February 26th shipwreck near southern Italy in which at least 79 people died. Cyclone Freddy, packing powerful winds and torrential rain, killed at least 70 people in Malawi and Mozambique on its return to southern Africa's mainland, authorities said Monday. Freddy, on track to become the longest-lasting storm on record, barreled through southern Africa at the weekend for the second time within a few weeks, making a comeback after it first hit in late February. More than 60 bodies were found during the day in southern Malawi, where heavy downpours triggered flooding, according to the Red Cross. 60 people have died in Malawi, 93 injured, and 16 people are missing due to Tropical Cyclone Freddy, tweeted the humanitarian organization, which is helping with search and rescue operations. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.